Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Samech Tes that one should not give a piece of bread to somebody who's planning on eating it unless you know that he's washed Netilas Yadayim. Then in the next Sif, in Sif Beis, a person shouldn't give anything to eat to someone unless he knows that he's going to make a bracha. So this is based on a Gemara which says that it says the case of the Netilas Yadayim. It doesn't extend it to everything when it comes to making a bracha Rishona. But Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the same would be true of any food or drink. That if you're giving it to someone and you don't know that he's going to make a bracha, so it would be better not to give it to him. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if you're giving it to him as tzedakah, then it would be permissible. So the Beis Yosef quotes this and wonders why should it make a difference if it's tzedakah or not? Lifnei Iver is Lifnei Iver. So he doesn't quote this in Shulchan Aruch. He just says it's aser unless you know that he's going to make a bracha. The Rama writes, Yesh Mikilim Im Nosein La'ani B'Tarash Tzedakah. There are those who are lenient. If you're going to give it to an ani, to a poor person as tzedakah, then it would be permissible. Why should there in fact be a difference? So the commentaries here on the Rama give different explanations. The Taz writes that your mitzvah, your definite mitzvah of tzedakah, is not outweighed by the suffik that maybe he won't make a bracha. Ein suffik motzi midei vadai. Comes out according to that explanation, that if you know for sure that he's not going to make a bracha, then it would be usher to give it to him, even if you're giving it to him as tzedakah. The Magen Avraham understands, based on the Bach, that there's a difference between giving bread to someone who's planning to eat it, who hasn't washed Netilas Yadayim, in which case he is over as soon as he touches the bread. An interesting chiddush, as opposed to giving food to someone, a drink, who's not going to make a bracha. He's not over as soon as he takes it. So your yotzei, your mitzvah tzedakah right away. After that, he's going to eat without a bracha. That's already a different story. That's not my problem. So the Prima Gadim writes, that's only true though, it'd be limited. He says that's only true if he's not making a bracha out of a lack of education. But if he's doing out of rishus, he b'shita doesn't make brachas. So then even in such a circumstance, it would be us. So this is all reflected in the Mishnah Brura. Quote to all of these opinions that if you give it to him as tzedakah, it's okay. But that's only if you're not sure if he'll make a bracha. But if he definitely won't make a bracha, it'll be yasser. And even so, it's only if it's out of a lack of education, but not if it's out of rishus. So where does this leave us in terms of, you have a question?
Isn't bracha is
darbanan? Yeah. Nonetheless, you have, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. But could be that the parameters of tzedakah are somewhat, somewhat subjective. So it could be that's a factor. And lifnei iver, interesting discussion when it comes to it is I'm over on something. It's not just that he's over. I'm over by giving it to him, facilitating his doing an iser. And there's what to talk about. Maybe the iser of lifnei iver would prevent me from being yotz to the mitzvah tzedakah, even though the mitzvah tzedakah is deraisa. Maybe even that I would be over on lifnei iver deraisa if I cause someone to do an iser derabanan. Maybe. It's an interesting discussion. But in any event, where does this leave us in terms of giving something? Can you ever give something to a person who's not going to make a bracha? So there's a famous tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Hey, which he frames it in a very specific way. He says, what if there's a case of someone who's very respectful, respectable person, a very mechubad, he's coming to your house, and he's not frum, but he's mechabed frum people. And if you're not going to offer him food or drink, then it'll really be a very big turnoff. It'll be a very, very big, pigi on his kavod. And if you say to him, make a bracha, that'll also be, and he'll come to hate frum people. So therefore, he says, in such a case, it would be mutter. And that's based on an understanding of what lifnei iver is. That he says, it's not that I can violate lifnei iver in order to prevent him from hating from people, which would be a worse problem. And we don't say chatei b'shvil sheyizkeh, but lifnei iver is causing someone harm. But in such a case, if that's the nature of the iser, so then I have to look at the bigger picture. And in this way, by giving him food, that'll be better for him than if I don't give him. In which case, I'll cause a bigger problem than if I would give him. So therefore, it would be permissible to give food or drink in such a circumstance. So many people quote this as like a blanket. It's important to be nice, and that's more important. However, it's not exactly the way he says it, but it does open up the possibility that we can view it in a larger perspective in terms of what is going to be the most productive situation, what's going to be the most productive case, way to act in any given circumstance. It should be noted that I think here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, I've had the experience numerous times that a worker comes over to the house and it doesn't look like he's necessarily going to make a bracha, and we give him a drink of water, and he does, in fact, make a bracha. Maybe, you know, once he's already in a frum context, it depends who it is. But so then you already, it's easier. Then you're dealing with a suffix as opposed to a vaday. But once again, the Arish Shlomo Zalman would have to be applied carefully, but does open up that that important discussion of viewing things from the larger perspective, what's going to be the most productive as opposed to the cause the most harm. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.